the Be About It show. We are live right now with our very own Nathan James Albert, Sikosi Naik, and hails from the villages of Lolomanu, Alamangotu, and Sa'a Sa'ai of beautiful Samoa. We're going to be chatting more about his incredible story of pageantry, modeling, but also his arts and crafts of being in the film industry as well. And also, he's a dancer. He does it all. This is what the Be About It show is all about. And we are super blessed to have Nathan come through into the studio and speak more about his beautiful, blessed talents. First of all, welcome. Ke ola talofa lava. All the beautiful greetings, Nathan. Thank you for taking the time to come on our show today. How are we feeling?
Hey, malo, malo. Ke ola na talofa lava, malo lele. Pakolofa lahiatu. Loingoa or Nathan James Albert Sikoti Naik. Originally born and raised in Wellington, New Zealand, as the beautiful Tina has said before, I hail from the three beautiful villages of Lalomangu, Alamangoto, and Sa'a Sa'ai, Western Samoa, and I'm proud to be here. So thank you so much for having me.
I love that. Man, when you sent in your bio, first of all, I was like, what hasn't Nathan done? What haven't you touched? I was just like, wow, you're a singer, fashion designer, you dance, you're walking on the catwalk, you're everywhere. And I think your infectious, beautiful vibe and energy really accounts to what you do in the community. And this is the things that people don't get to see, you know, is who are we beyond the fashion runway, or who are we beyond the crown, beyond the sash? And I love that you brought all of this to really represent who you are, Nathan. This is super important. And I was like, we got to bring Nathan in because you do so much and people aren't aware of our stories. And I wanted to ask before we kick it off, Nathan, you know, how did this all start for you? Who really inspired you, or what inspired you? Were you watching a fashion show? Were you looking at some of your family members put on a crown, or you were just like, wow, I love that material. I like that material. But how did this all start for you? Like, where was this inspiration driven from?
Yeah, sure. Well, my first inspirations started as a child. I was surrounded by a lot of beautiful things growing up. In terms of modeling and fashion, well, for modeling, I remember reading, I think it was a Woman's Day magazine, and then I saw this beautiful black woman in there, a black model, and I remember asking my mum, she's pretty, who's that? Oh, that's Naomi Campbell. I was like, oh, she's pretty. And then not long after that, there was another black female model in another, I think it was Woman's Day or Woman's Weekly magazine, and then I would say to my mum, mummy, there's Naomi Campbell, and she was like, no, that's Tyra Banks. I was like, oh, are they twins? And she's like, no, but they look alike. So Naomi Campbell and Tyra Banks were my inspirations when I started modeling. And also, I just love all our Pacifica brothers and sisters out there that are in the modeling industry, because we all have something to offer and inspire with our own unique individualities and personalities. So all my Pacifica brothers and sisters out there, not only in modeling, but in the performing arts industry. So they're my inspirations. And also my mother, my late mother, who passed 5 years ago, she was a model as well in the 70s, which I didn't discover till later. So I was like, now I realize where, you know, one of my inspirations came from. So that was modeling. And for fashion, I used to go help my mom shop for her work outfits. And that's how I got into the fashion side of things. So yeah, that's how I got into it.
I love it. So I feel like you've seen it from like your childhood, and it's been driven and been mended with you and connected with you from your family. And I feel like Nathan, you know, being of Pacific descent, being Samoan, but being in this industry as well, how has that been for yourself? Because I had to read from scratch of how you started, and thanks for that bio, because I got to get a better understanding of how hard you have worked to become who you are, because you've done a lot of experience, you've gone to workshops, you've, you know, you've tried to get so much knowledge around the pageantry and modeling world. But how has that been like for yourself, really coming in and being different, you know, looking different and having a different vibe? How important was it for you to stay unique in your journey?
Well, it's been one hell of a roller coaster ride, and I've enjoyed it and still am enjoying it. You know, along with it comes a lot of hard work and just passion and determination, really. It does get a bit nerve-wracking because you don't know what different designers and directors out there are going to expect of you or what they're looking for. But at the end of the day, you just got to go in there with your heart, knowing why you're there and also what you're doing it for, and also just being yourself, really. Don't pretend to be somebody that you're not. And so, yes, I'm basically an artist that's on a roll, because my day pretty much starts at 5 a.m. in the morning. I work from, you know, 6 in the morning to 2:30 in the afternoon, and then afterwards will be my Siva Afi dancing, Siva Samoa, you know, acting gigs, modeling gigs, and the list just goes on and on and on. And then sometimes I don't get home until like 10 or 11 at night. So it is really long hours, but I mean, you have to put in the hard work, especially if you're passionate about something. And for me, it's just knowing and realizing what I'm doing it for. It's just the art and the passion of the craft. So, yeah, that's pretty much how it is for me. Yeah,
I love it. We're going to get straight into one element of your, you know, beautiful story. Now, tell us about your pageantry story. You know, how was that like for yourself? You know, coming into this industry, connecting with people, building up your repertoire, and also, you know, your connections and bringing you to the title that you have today, and being Nathan.
Okay. Well, I started modeling when I was 14, same time I started acting. And then professionally, I got to go out there and do it last year. And then I participated in Aotearoa's Top Model, and I earned the King title of Aotearoa's Top Model King 2024. So that was a major achievement, because I always used to watch America's Next Top Model as a teenager. And I always it's so inspiring, because it's what you want to do and what you're passionate about. So obviously, one of my dreams and goals was to be on the New Zealand equivalent of America's Next Top Model. So when Aotearoa's Top Model opportunity had arisen, immediately I just applied for it and I got in. So to be a part of it was one thing, but not knowing that I was going to get a title was another. And when my name got called out for the King title, I was just ecstatic. And two of my friends actually foresaw it happening. They were like, "I think you're going to get the King title." I was like, "No, don't say that. But they were right. And so I was just blown away and over the moon, and it's been such a blessing. And so that has been one of the best highlights of my modeling and pageantry career. And then after that, I did another pageant this year called Mr. and Miss Grand Aotearoa, which I got first place runner-up for Mr. Grand Aotearoa 2025. So that was my second title earned, just under a year of this title, which I've just completed. So, yeah, that's how I got into... So that's pretty much the highlights of my modelling and my pageantry journey. But it does come with a bit of a downside. I did experience the dark side about 2 months after I got the second title of Mr. Grand Aotearoa, first runner-up of 2025. There were a lot of complaints made about that, saying that it was a scam and whatnot. And then to cover their behinds, really, they then send out contracts after the pageant had completed. And I had refused to sign the contract because, you know, the pageant's already gone, and I've known contracts since I was 17 years old, and you just don't, that's not how it works. So because I refused, and they were trying to contact me, and I just, even though I told them what I thought of it, they still didn't accept what I had to say. So to So basically, to bring me down, they decrowned that title 2 months later, which I found out through another source, which I was quite devastated by, because I knew I fulfilled my obligations and my duties. And the reason why I'm not afraid to speak out about this is because I know that there are people out there who are very hungry and passionate with their dreams about going into modeling and pageantry, but who have experienced that are probably too scared to speak out. But we need to speak out because it can affect you both physically and mentally and emotionally. So that happened, and then eventually I told my side of the story, and I was a bit hesitant too, because sometimes you're going to get people who will either love you or hate you.
Yes.
But when I told my side of the story, I got a lot of love and support, and everyone knew I was telling the truth, because anything and everything I give with my heart and my soul, and I give it beyond 1,000%. So yes. It was very healing after that nerve-wracking of, you know, giving my story out. It was very heartwarming and healing to have all the support and love that I got at the time. So I was a bit down about it for about a couple of months, and then after my birthday passed in September, I just thought to myself, you know what, this is a new age and it's a new me, and yep, I'm not hiding anymore. I've done nothing wrong, and I know that I'm making a difference, and I'm inspiring people out there in the industry and community to speak out about this thing, because it often gets swept under the rug, and I don't sugarcoat or sweep under the rug. I tell it like it is. So in terms of that, I just keep doing what I'm doing, and just going out there, seeing what's happening in the modelling and pageantry industry. Also wanting to get into more pageantry stuff, especially for males. But there's very rarely any male pageantry opportunities, which I've been searching for either here in New Zealand or internationally. And so I've decided in the near future that I would like to put on the very first Mr. Pacifica New Zealand pageant. So
I can't wait.
Yeah, that's in the plans. That's in the goals.
Okay.
Yeah, and one of my friends, Jace Manumua, who's one of my best friends and one of my co-writers and directors, he was very stunned and happy with the idea, and he just said, "We've got to get to work on it and make sure you form a committee about it so that you're not doing it alone." So I was like, yeah, absolutely. So obviously started off small, because we need to express no disrespect to the pageantry sisters out there. I love and adore them and doing their thing, but we also need to, I feel we need to express male beauty, especially Pacifica male beauty. So this will be for all Pacifica males from ages 5 to 55, and I don't care whether you're slim, athletic or voluptuous like me, you know, the king of plus size, and proud of it, you know. What was that? We've got this, and that's definitely one of the plans in my heart and my goals. Yeah.
I am so excited for you, Nancy, because you are the right person for this particular, like, pageant, or even this particular opportunity for many out there, because you have the heart for it.
Thank you.
You know, you have the heart for it, and you also got the knowledge behind it as well. And
thanks.
What better way, what a blessing for
absolutely.
You to just be driving this into 2026. And I'm excited for you, and thank you for your authenticity. You know, it's really hard to come out of that bubble and be and speak and be about it. And that's why the title of the show is Be About It, because you're being about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, definitely.
And I love it. And, you know, it brings me back to my next question, and also, you know, how you've gone through your journey through this industry, and how's it like for you, you know, merging your talent with the fashion, the modeling, but also with you being a singer, a dancer, and also the film side of things as well.
Yeah.
How do you balance all of that, being a creative? Because I think being in a creative but also going for your dreams can be super intense and hard, because you're meeting with people, like you just mentioned, the dark side of pageantry and modeling, and certain people that can do stuff like that. But for yourself, you've managed to come out of that dark side and just kind of, yes, I found the light on the other side of the tunnel. And how's that been for yourself, Nathan? Like, how did you really go, you know what, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to get up. I'm going to keep going for my inspirations, and I'm going to make it happen.
Okay. To do what I do, because every artist out there has a different journey and different ways of pursuing their dreams and their journeys. And there is no right or wrong answer, because we all come from different backgrounds and walks of life. For me to keep doing what I'm doing, I just think of my idols that came before me who are also multi-talented. Like, you've got, what's her name, Mariah Carey and Jennifer Lopez and Whitney Houston. And Beyonce, who are singers, actresses, designers, and also entrepreneurs. Sorry if I mispronounced that word. But they do multi things around their careers. They don't just stick to the one thing. And so, also Naomi Campbell and Tyra Banks. They have a multi-varied career. And so I look to them and how they did it. And for me, I just get up and do my thing, and just knowing that it's only me that's going to achieve it, you know? And how I came out of it after the whole drama thing happened with Mr. and Miss Grand Aotearoa, I went into hiding for about a couple of months because I was devastated by the fact that my name was trashed under false pretenses.
Yes.
Because that just wasn't true. And so after that, and my birthday passed, because I'm 39 now, I just thought to myself, you know, it's a new age, a new day, and a new me. Okay, this has happened, and this isn't any situation for any situation, like down situation that's happened. Okay, this has happened. It's unfortunate it's happened, but I've just got to pick myself up and keep going. And if the original plan gets damaged, look for another way. There's always an alternative, and there's always options in life. You just got to figure it out and just work your way around it. But I've always been a man of options and alternatives and just positivity as well. I know it's easier said than done, but that's how I've navigated my way through things, and also the way I was brought up by my grandparents. My grandfather always used to say, life is all about choices. You can either choose to be the fighter, go out there, conquer it, and you earn it and you've won it, or you can choose to be the victim, sit there, have a sulk, and nothing gets achieved at all, which he's right, you know. So obviously I chose the fighter option, but in a good way, you know. And also with my grandparents, because I've got to admit, I do give a lot of love and respect to my grandparents.
Yeah.
You know, they, they have taught me a lot of hard lessons and values in life. And that is, because they came from, you know, hard times themselves. And that's something that they've brought up with me, my siblings and my cousins, is that, nobody in this world, you can have your support system, but the only person that can give you anything and everything you want in life is you. Only you've got your back. Only you can make it happen. There's those two hands, go out there and make it happen.
Yeah.
So, just with the morals and the values that I was brought up with, and also just keeping myself inspired and just motivated, really. Because I'm always out there checking for the next big thing, or even something small, you know. You know, even I just go...
Trendsetter.
Yes, exactly. And just, you know, go out there. It's never a case of me going, oh, my name's Nathan, I'm going to go out there and inspire you. I just go out there and do my thing and just live life to the best, because you have to live life. And eventually I find that it's inspired somebody else. And that's also another good thing to hear, that my everyday life and what I do has inspired somebody. So,
yeah
I hope that answers the question.
It really does. And I think it's just super amazing that God really works around your crafts and your arts and,
absolutely,
you know, who you are. Like, for me, it's the you. Like, I know you are super talented.
Thanks.
But you are just such a beautiful soul, Nathan.
Thank you.
And I know your bio, your repertoire of many talents is amazing and inspiring, but for me, the way I see people is through their values of heart. And you are truly an inspiring soul, beautiful spirit. The way you inspire others is through your smile. That's what I really love, Nathan. That's what that's my vibe when I see you every time. It's like, yes, you've got your crown, you've got your amazing sash, you've got your, but it's just your spirit, you know. It's really rare in this community and in this society, and I feel like it's super important that we really treat others with kindness, but also inspire others to really be their true selves. And I feel like you are it.
Thanks.
You are that.
Thank you.
And you are a
balance. Thank you.
I love that.
Thanks.
Now, Nathan, I want to give you this opportunity to really speak on, you know, your heritage, your culture, but also on how and what you want to be. What are your goals? What's coming up for 2026? And anything that you want to share about you being Nathan and this beautiful, talented person.
Well, thank you. First of all, thank you for all those things. It's very nice to hear that. So my cultural background, so I'm Samoan, Indian, Tongan, Irish, and we also have a Chinese bloodline in our family. My mum was born in Samoa, Sawano Whangaloa. She was raised in Vaivasi, where she went to Samoa College, and she came to New Zealand, Wellington, in 1970. Her parents, my late grandparents, my grandmother hails from Alipaka, Lalomangu, and my grandfather hails from Sa'asa'ai in Savai. So I'm basically from both main islands of Samoa. And my dad is Hafakasi. My dad's half Samoan, quarter Irish, and quarter Indian. Yeah, half Samoan, quarter Indian, and quarter Irish. Plus, I'm also 1/8 Tongan, and also the Chinese bloodline on dad's side as well. And my dad's side is from Alamangutu, because of his mum, my late grandmother, and his father, my grandfather, is the Hafakasi. I'm half Indian, half Irish, and I've been trying to research where my Tongan heritage comes from, because I also embrace my Tongan side as well. That's my cultural heritage. I was born in Wellington here in New Zealand. I shifted up to Auckland 8 years ago to pursue a career in flight attending. But I've always stayed true and basically stayed true and known to my Samoan roots. Ever since I was little, my mum explained where our family comes from and all that. And now that she's passed, I carry our family heritage deep down inside. And also my nana on my dad's side, I keep that heritage close to me too. In terms of what I've got planned for the following year and what makes me, was that the question?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so along with Mr. Pacifica, next year I've got my theatre show happening. That's Samulia, King of the Ocean. So that's the theatre show that I was telling you about.
Yes, exciting.
Yeah, so I've written that, and I'm also directing that, and I'm also acting lead in that as well. So three main roles. Woo. And then later on, I've also written and I'm directing and lead acting in a film project as well, which will be hopefully later next year. That's called Mariko. So that's a Samoan drama. They're both Samoan dramas. Only difference is Samulia is a theatre show and Mariko is a short film. So I've written both a short film and a theatre project, which I'm really excited and happy about. So that's the film, the theatre, excuse me, and Mr. Pacifica. I'm also looking at going into law as well. Because I want to help our community, especially our Pacifica people, because at my current job, I'm also the union delegate, and I'm usually the one that does all the talking, and I don't hold back, because I know something has to be dealt with, and I just get to the bottom of it. I know I got that from my mum, because my mum was a businesswoman who just gets straight to the point.
Yes.
She was lovely, but she doesn't take any BS, if that makes sense.
Woo! I love it.
I get that from my mum, you know. And So with me being a union delegate and just speaking and also participating in a lot of community events, that's really inspired me to go into law. Plus, I've got an uncle and a cousin on my dad's side that are also lawyers, so they've also inspired me as well. Everyone in my family and so many friends have inspired me in many different ways. It was actually, I went and spoke to someone at AUT for some advice. I was actually wanting to do a dual study qualification in law and medicine because I was cross between becoming a lawyer, doctor or a nurse.
Yes.
And she saw the potential in me. For me, it's not just about money and getting a title, but it's about helping the people in my family and in my community, which she saw in me, despite the fact that those are three different career paths. But she was just really happy that I'm doing it for the intention of helping, you know, other people. And so out of the three, I chose to go down the law route. So eventually the lawyer hat is coming into action.
Yes!
Not into the not-too-distant future, so that I'm really excited about. So, yeah, potential studies, a theatre show, a short film, Mr. Pacifica, and anything else that that hopefully does come up in the new year. Who knows? But those are my main intentions and projects for the new year, for 2026.
Yeah,
I am just so excited, and I can't wait to watch your shows, because last year I was pregnant. I was bedbound. Yeah. So I'm literally coming out.
Yeah.
Diana Ross.
Diana Ross, oh yes.
So I'm going to be having my afro ready for your shows. And I can't wait, because, Nathan, that's what I mean. Your energy, your spirit, your aura. I can't wait for this pageant. Because we never get to see a male pageant. We love that.
Yeah, exactly. You
know? And it's exciting, you know.
Yeah, I mean, usually it's, and not just with this opportunity, but I'm always, as I was saying before, I'm always an artist that's on the hunt, that's on the prowl. I go to a lot of shows, I go to community events, and you know, when it comes to looking for opportunities that I'm specific about, like I wanted to, you know, I was hoping that there would be a Pacifica male pageantry overseas or even within New Zealand. There's not very many male, especially Pacifica male opportunities out there. And even if there is, I found that it's very limited. And so I just got to the point where I was just like, okay, you know what? I've had the experience, so I'm just going to do it. So let's just, you know, plot it along and let's just get it started. So that's how Mr. Pacifica came about for me to pursue that next year. So looking forward to it. And hopefully that will inspire a lot of Pacifica male and also, you know, other males out there to also, you know, be inspired and also to embrace their, you know, outer and inner beauty as well. Because we all have something to offer, something special and unique. And whatever I contribute to the community and the industry, my only hope is that I hope people out there take it and just use it to their advantage, and also for their inspiration as well. So, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I am just excited, because I know you deserve all the blessings, Nathan, and thank you so much, you know, for all the time and love you give out to our community. For those that are tuning in as well, we're going to keep sharing more stories of Nathan. We've got the radio show. We've also got the TV show featuring a lot of his beautiful work. So we will be out at his events, shooting all the content and being a beautiful vibe as well.
Sweet.
But we're excited, Nathan, and we are 2 minutes away before wrapping up for the show. Okay. Do you have any last acknowledgements that you'd like to leave with our community? Any thank yous?
Yeah, first of all, I have to give thanks to God. You know, glory be to God, because without Him, you know, my achievements and blessings wouldn't have been possible. So, whafuta Yesu for all my manuia. Also, our I'd like to thank everyone in our community, our Mangele, Papatoetoe, Otara, out of South Okelangi. Also, my family and friends. There's just so many people. There's just so many people that I'd like to thank, but I'll keep it nice and short. My Siva Afi family, Auckland Gospel family, everyone in my performing arts, modelling and pageantry, including JD any past members that I've left out, the hula halau that I used to be in, the hula journey. Without you guys, I wouldn't be here today, so sorry if I've missed anybody else. Our Auckland Gospel Choir, Mangere Arts Centre, everybody, all family, friends, industry, community, whawhitai te le lava, alofa atu, and God bless, I love you so much. And also thank you to you, Tina, for this opportunity, and also my modelling brothers and sisters out there, I love you guys so much. Mwah.
I love it. Well, there you have a community for those that are tuning in. The very own and amazing Nathan James Albert Sikoti Naik and hails from the villages of Lolomanu, Alamangoto,